Chaitanya Bhagavat class, August 2010, continuing chapter 26, Lord Chaitanya is about to take sannyas. These are the last few weeks before he takes sannyas. He's revealed his mind to Lord Nityananda, his Ganda Mukunda. Now he's going to visit one more of his intimate devotees. And then from there the news will spread and the rest of the Nadiyavasis will find out. But intimately and individually, he only told initially these three devotees, Nityananda, Mukunda, and Gadadhar. Because the Lord is deeply absorbed in Radharani's Mahabhava at this time. Wants to run out and search for her heart, for Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, Krishna Kotai, Krishna Kotai. Murli Varan Kotai, Giridhari Kotai, Prananath Kotai, Priyatam Kotai. Why only these three? Why not Srivas? Why not Advaita? Because these three can understand the Madhura Bhav of Gauranga. Nityananda is, of course, also Ananga Manjari and Vrindavan, and also Balaram, who has his own Madhura Bhav of the Sakhis. And, of course, Ananga Manjari is his Sakhi Manjari Sarup to serve Radha and Krishna, Yugal. So he went to Mukunda. Mukunda is also Madhurya Bhav. And Krishna Lila Mukunda is Madhumati Sakhi, one of Radharani's intimate Sakhis, Madhurya Bhav. And lastly, Lord Gaurasundar went to the residence of Gadadhar, text 166. Mukundera Vakya Shuni Sri Gaurasundar Chalilena Yatai Yatai Achena Gadadhar Samvrame charana vandi lena garadhar Prabhubale shunikichu amara utar. Sri Gaurasundar went to the residence Gadadhar. Gadadhar offered his respectful obeisances to Gauranga, and Mahaprabhu said, "Listen to what I have to say." And then Mahaprabhu spoke to Gadadhar. Narihiba Gadadhar Ami Grihavase Jete Digi Chali Bhana Krishna Rudeshe Shika Sutra Sarvataya Amina Rakiba Matamudaya Jete Digi Chali Java. Gadadhar, I will no longer remain at my home. I will go out and search for Krishna. Krishna Udesh. I will cut off my sika and remove my Brahman thread. Then I will shave my head. I will go Jete Dike Chali. I will Chali Dike. I will wander in whatever direction. Jete. Whatever direction I want to. Sri Shikhara Antardhana Shunigaradhara Vajrapat Jainohaila Shirera Upar. Hearing Gauranga would shave his sika, Gadadhar felt that a thunderbolt had hit his head. In great distress, Gadadhar replied, Antare dukita bhai bhale Gadadhar Jate kadvuta prabhu tamar utar Shika sutre guchale se krishna pai Krihasta tumara mate vaishnava ki nai Matamudaila prabhu kiva karmahai Tamara se mate vedera mata nai. Oh, Prabhu, your statements puzzle me. Adbhuta yateka. Are you saying that a grihastha cannot be a Vaishnava unless he takes sannyas? Are you saying that one can attain Krishna by giving up his shika and Brahman thread? Oh, Prabhu, is this the benefit of shaving one's head? This is just your opinion. It is not the opinion of the Vedas. Siddhanta Saraswati gives an appropriate purport in his one of the tikkas, previous verse, 6.162, he says, commenting on Lord Chaitanya's accepting of sannyas, Karmi sannyasis and Gyani sannyasis, the Mayavadis, they abandon material enjoyment, become vairagis or renunciates. They give up their shika and Brahman thread for the sake of renunciation. Why did Lord Chaitanya give up his shika, which is a sign of a Vaishnava? Sri Chaitanya Dev's renunciation of his shika was meant to prove a point to the Mayavadi Gyani sannyasis. The Vaishnav Tridandi sannyasis, as opposed to the Ekdandi Mayavadi or Karmi sannyasis, they keep their shikas and Brahman threads to engage their shika and Brahman threads in the service of the Supreme Lord. That is why the Vaishnav devotees, when they accept sannyas, which is called Tridandi, they keep their shika and Brahman threads, following the rules of the Madhva Gaudiya line. Following the footsteps of the Madhva Gaudiya line, Tridandi Bhikshu, Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati, who belonged to the Sri Sampradaya, also kept his shika and Brahman thread. Vallabhacharya, who belonged to the Shigadhar branch, preserved his shika and Brahman thread at the time that he took Tridanda sannyas. Sri Vishnu Swami, Sri Ramanuja, and Sri Nimaditya, or Nimbarka, were all sannyasis with shikas and Brahman threads of the Vaishnav school. Coming in the Madhva Gaudiya line, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan accepted Tridanda sannyas based on Upadeshamrita. And according to the principles of the Paramahamsa order, some of the Vrijabhasi six Goswamis did not even wear a saffron cloth, because they are Paramahamsas. Of course, this does not mean that Tridanda sannyasis should give up their saffron cloth. Their spiritual masters, however, may not need to wear saffron cloth. Retaining saffron cloth does not disturb the principle of Paramahamsa. Those Paramahamsas with shikas and Brahman threads who traverse the Paramahamsa path under the shelter of Sri Gaurachandra do not give up their shikas and Brahman threads. This is known as Sri Chaitanya Dev Shiksha. Generally, when the devotees become bhavajis, which is considered a fourth order after Paribrajak sannyasis, that's the fourth order is Paramahamsa, the fourth order of sannyas. Kutichak sannyas, Bahudak sannyas, Parivrajakacharya, then Paramahamsa sannyasi. Generally the Babajis, they wear white cloth and disregard their Brahman thread. Although many keep their shikas, some take them off. Gadara goes on. Anantini mayere Vake mate charibe pratame janani vatera bhagi habe. Prabhu, if you leave your widowed mother Shachi, you will be responsible for your mother's death. Janani vahad, killing the mother. Tumigele sarvata, jivana nahitan, sabayavashishta accha tumitanarapran. Mother Shachi Devi will certainly not survive your leaving home, for you are the only remaining one she has left, for Vishwarupa, your elder brother, has already left home, and your father Jagannath Mishra has died in separation, and there are no more family members surviving if you leave also. You are her pran, her very life and soul. Garite takileki ishvarera pritanai rihasase sabara pritera stalinai tarapio mata mondailas swastyapao jaitamara itchitai kari chali jao. Gadadhar said, can't the Supreme Lord be pleased if one stays at home? Householder is liked by everyone. Still, if it will please you to shave your head, then leave it if that's what you desire. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Emata apta vaishnavera stane stan. Shika Sutra Guchaimu Balila Apan. Thus, Lord Gauranga informs his intimate devotees, I'll give up my shika and Brahman thread, which means I'll shave my head completely. Sabe shunya shri shikara antardhan murchita padaye karu nahi dehe gyan. Whenever anyone in Nadia heard that Gaurasundar would shave his head and shika, they would fall unconscious on the ground and lose all awareness of their bodies. Karibena Mahaprabhu Shikara Mundan Sri Shika Sanariya Kande Sarva Bhaktagan. All the devotees, when they thought about Gauranga shaving his Shika, they cried. Kande. That Sri Shika, that beautiful, opulent, attractive Shika. Keha Bali, Se Sundara Chanchara Chikuri, Aramala Gantia Ki Diva Ta Upari. Someone said, I'll never get the opportunity to make a flower garland to decorate his beautiful curly hair anymore. Keha Bali, Na Dekia Se Keshabandan Ke Mate Rahibehe Papishta Jivan. How will I maintain my sinful life without seeing Gaurakeshava's nicely bound hair? Nadeki Kesh Bandana. Somewhat Se Keshara Divya Ganda Nali Bayar Hetabali Shirekara Hane Upar. Someone slapped his head while saying, I will no longer smell the divine fragrance of Gaurasundar's hair. Kehabali, Sei Sundara Keshe Arabara, Amalaka Diya Kiva, Kariba Samskar. I will never again get the opportunity to wash Gaura's hair, his beautiful hair, with Amalaki juice. Hari Hari Bali Keha Kande Uchai Sware Dubilena Bhaktagan Dukera Sagare. Other devotees cried loudly, Uchai Uchai Kande Uchai Hari Hari Hari. In this way, the devotees, Bhaktagan, drowned in an ocean of distress. Duk Sagar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chandan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Parajugegan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 26, describing Gaur's kripa on Shuklambara and Vijay, and the Lord's desire to accept sannyas. Chapter 27, the Lord solaces his devotees who are affected by feelings of separation. And text 1, Jaya Jaya Vishwambara Sri Shachinandan, Jaya Jaya Gaura Singha Patita Pavan. All glories to Vishwambara Sri Shachinandan. All glories to the lion-like Gauranga, the deliverer of the fallen. He Mata Anyonye Sarva Bhaktagan Prabhura Virahe Sabe Karena Krandan. Thus the devotees cried among themselves with feelings of separation from Mahaprabhu. Kota jai bena Prabhu, sanyasa kariya, kota va mara sabha dekhi bhanagiya. Someone said, where will Mahaprabhu go after taking sannyas? And where will we go to see him? Sanyasa karile grame, na sibeyar kondike jayena vakari javichar. If Gaur takes sannyas, he will never return to the village. Who will know what direction he will be moving? He mata bhaktagan bhave nirantar anapani karunai rochaye shalir. As the devotees continuously thought in this way, they lost all appetite for food and water. Anapani karo nahi. No one drank, no one ate. Anapani karo nahi. Sevaker duka prabhu sahatena pare prasanahaya prabhu prabhode sabhare. Karanga could not tolerate the distress of his intimate servants. Duka sevaka. So he pleasingly solaced everyone. Prabhu Bali, Gauranga said, Prabhu Bali tomara chintaha ki karan, tumi sava jata tata ami sarvakshan, tomara vabhavami sanyasa kariya, chalivanami toma sabare chariya, sarva tata mara iha, nabhaviha mane. Tomasavami na chadivet konakshane sarva kala tomara sakalamora sanga he janmahina na janiva janma janma he janmi tumi sava jena amasange niravari yachasad kirtana sukarange juge juge anekeya maravatar. Sei sakala sangi sabe haichecha amar he mataro ache duyavatar kirtana anande rupe haiva amar. Prabhu said, listen everyone, why are you all worried? Chinta ki karan. What is the cause? What is the reason for your disturbance, your anxiety and tension? Doesn't matter wherever you are, I will always be there with you. You're thinking I will leave after taking sannyas. Never think like this. I will never leave you. You're all my constant associates, birth after birth. Do not think that we are together only in this birth. As you always enjoy the happiness of Sankirtan with me in this birth, Sankirtan Sukarange, Sankirtan Sukarange. You are all my associates in my various incarnations in different yugas, Juge Juga, Juge Juge Aneka Amara Avatar, Se Sakala Sangi Sabe Hajecha Mar. In this way, I will incarnate in two other forms of Kirtan and Ananda. Siddhanta Saraswati's purport. Sri Gaurasundara said, listen, everyone. Like this, I will incarnate two more times, Dui Avatar. I incarnate along with the Kirtan of the Lord's holy name. And I incarnate in the Ananda form of the deity to display my Satchidananda form to please those who worship me. Pure devotees of Gauranga accept these two incarnations of Lord Gaurasundara as Avesh avatars, or empowered incarnations. The deity and the holy name are actually two separate forms of the Lord. Text 14. Lord Gauranga continues. Listen, everyone. Tahate o tumi sabha ehimata ronge kirtana kariba maha sukeyama sange loka shiksha nimitta seyamara sanyas eteke tomara sabha chinta karanash. With these two incarnations, kirtan and the deity, you also joyfully perform kirtan of my association. My sannyas is meant to teach the people, so you should give up all your anxiety. And purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. Sri Gaurasundara accepted sannyas to instruct the people. By taking sannyas, Gauranga enacted the pastime of taking the opportunity to see how and where Krishna was performing his pastimes with various people in various parts of India. The principal teaching for people in general is to give up everything that is unfavorable to devotional service. Pratikul yasya varjanam. One can never realize the essential nature of bhakti if one sees the material world with a spirit of enjoyment. Text 16. He teka baliya prabhu dariya sabare prema alingana suke puna puna kare. After speaking in this way, the Lord repeatedly embraced all of his associates with love. Prabhu Dharya Sabare, he held everyone. Prema Lingana, Puna Puna, with great happiness and love, he happily embraced everyone in love again and again. Prabhu Vakye, Bhakta Sabha Kichu Stira Haila, Sabha Prabodhya Prabhu, Nija Vasayila. By this, the devotees became somewhat pacified by the Lord's words, and then Gauranga returned to his home, Nija Vase Gila. Paramparae Sakala Ye Teka Akyan Shunyasha Chira Dehe Nahi Rahe Pran. As the news spread from person to person, eventually it reached Mother Sachi and she became practically lifeless. In other words, Lord Gauranga directly spoke to three intimate associates about his intention to take sannyas, Lord Nityananda, Mukunda Das, and Gadadhara Pandit. Then he met his other male associates and told them en masse about his intention. And through the grapevine, or through the gossip, then Mother Sachi heard it, and she almost, nahi rahi pran, she could not protect her pran anymore. She lost her life. Practically. Prabhura sanyasa shuni shachi jagan mata hena duka janmila na janaya chekota. Hearing her son Prabhu would take sannyas, Shachi, the jagan mata, mother of the universe, became so distressed she forgot where she was. Murchita haya shane pare pritivite Niravadi dhara wahi napare rakite. Sachimata repeatedly fell unconscious to the ground and could not control the incessant flow of tears from her eyes. Vasya china prabhu kamala lochan kahite lagila shachi kariya krandan. One day, Kamala Lochan Gaur, lotus-eyed Gauranga, was sitting at home in Mahaprabhu Bhavan, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. Mother Shachi began to speak to Gauranga with tears in her eyes. Na jaya na jaya bap mayere chariya papuji ache tora shimuka chahiya Kamala Nayana tora Sri Chandra Vadan Adara Suranga Kunda Mukuta Dashan Amiya Varike Jena Sundara Vachan Na Deki Vanchivaki Sega Jendra Gaman Dharma Bujaite Bhap Toravatar Janani Chadhime Konda Meravichar Tumi Dharma Maya Jari Janani Chadhime Ke mate jagate tumi dharma bujhaiva. Oh, my dear son, don't leave your mother. This sinful person is surviving only by looking at your beautiful face. How will I survive without seeing your lotus eyes? Kamala Nayan, your moon-like face, Sri Chandra Vadan, your reddish lips, Andhara, Suranga. Your pearly teeth resembling Kunda flowers, Kunda Mukuta Dashana. And your elephant-like gait. How will I survive without hearing your words that shower nectar? Sundaravachan. Stay at home, Prabhu. Perform kirtan in the company of your followers, headed by Advaita and Srivas, Nityananda and Gadadhar. You incarnate to preach religious principles. But what kind of religious principle is it to leave your mother? What is this dharma vichar, janani charibe? What is this dharma? Do you throw away your mother? You are the personification of religious principles, Dharma Maya. Yet you leave your mother? How then will you teach religious principles in this world if you are a hypocrite? Text 29. Prema Shoke Kahai Shachi Shune Vishambar Premete Rodhita Kanta Nakare Utar Shachi was grief-stricken with love as she spoke. As Vishambar listened, his throat became choked and he was unable to listen. Tomara agraja ama chariya chalila vaikunte tomara bhap gamana karila tomadeki sakala santapa pasarilun tumigile pranamuni sarvata chadimu Pranera Gauranga, Herabhap, Anatini, Charite na Jujai, Sabalara Kara, Nijangane Kirtan, Nityananda Chaya Sahai, Prima Maya Duyanki, Dirga Dui, Bujadeki, Pachaneti Amiyavarishe, Bina Dipe Garamora, Torange Te Ujora, Ranga Paye Kata Maruvarishe. Listen, Gauranga, your elder brother Vishrupa has left me, and your father has gone to Vaikuntha. Yet I forget all grief simply by looking at your face. Sakala Santa Pasarilun, Tomadeki. But if you leave me, I will certainly die. O Pran Gauranga, it is not right for you to leave your widowed mother. Perform kirtan with the devotees in your own house. Nija Angani Kirtan. Nityananda is there to assist you. Primamaya Duyanki. Dirga Duy Bhujadeki. I look at your two eyes filled with love. Primamaya Duy Anki. And your two long arms. Dirga Duy Bhuja. Your words shower nectar. Vachan Varishe. Without a lamp, my house is illuminated by the effulgence of your body. Anga Ujor, how much nectar emanates from your reddish lotus feet. Prema Shoki Kai Shachi Vishambara Shunevasi Raghunate Koshalya Bhujai. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sukadatta Sarananda Vrindavana Dasa Rasagai. Vrindavana Dasa Rasagai. Mother Shachi became grief-stricken with love. Prem Shoke, lamenting in love. While speaking thus, Vishwambara sat and listened. It appeared as though Kaushalya, the mother Ramachandra, was instructing her son Ramachandra. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda came to bestow happiness, Sukadatta Sarananda. Sukadatta Sarananda. And they themselves are always filled with ecstasy, eternally blissful Sarananda. Thus Vrindavan Das sings their blissful glories. He mata vilapa karaye shachi mata muka tuli takura na kahe kona kata. As Mother Shachi lamented in this way, Prabhu neither raised his head nor spoke a word. Vivarna haila shachi asti charmasar shukakula devi kichu nakare adhar. Shachi became pale and appeared like just skin and bones. Asti charmasar. She seemed like the essence, just all that was left of her was some bones and skin. She was overcome with lamentation and stopped eating. Nakare ahar, shokakula devi. Prabhu deki jananira jivanana rahi nivrite vasya kichu gopya kata kahe. Realizing Mother Shachi would not survive his taking sannyas, Gaura Sundar took her to a solitary place, Nibrittavas, and spoke some confidential words to her. Prabhubale, Mata Tumi, Stira Karaman, Shunajata Janami, Tomara Nandan. O Mata, O Mother, pacify your mind and hear how many lifetimes I have been your son. Chitadiya Shunaha Apana Gunagram Kon Kalayachila Tumara Prishninam. Hear attentively your own glories. Previously in the past, your name was Prishni. Tatayachila Tumi Amara Janani Tavi Tumi Swarge Haile Aditi Apani. You are my mother, and later you were in heaven as Aditi. Tavayami Hailun Vamana Avatar Tatao Chila Tumi Janani Amar. Then, at that time, I incarnated as Vaman, and you were my mother. Tavi Tumi Devahuti Haila Aravar Tatao Kapila Ami Nandanatumar. Later, you became Devahuti, and I again became your son Kapila. Tabe ta koshalya ayala aravara tumi tatav tomara putra ramachandrami. Then you became Kaushalya and I became your son Ram. Tabe tumi maturaya devaki haila kamsasura antapure bandane achila. Then you became Devaki and Mathura, and you were locked up in the prison of the demon Kamsa. Tatao amara tumi, achila janani. Tumi se devaki tamara putrami. At that time you were also my mother. And you are that same devaki, and I am your son. Aro dui janma e sankirtana rambe. Haiba tamara putra ami abilambe. While inaugurating this Sankirtan movement, I will soon take two more births as your son. Purport. The deity form of the Lord is made of substances like clay, or marble, earth, brass, wood, etc. While the name of the Lord consists of sound vibration, Shabda Brahman. So there are two incarnations of Shachinandan, the Archamurti, or deity incarnation, and the Shabda Brahman, or the holy name incarnation. This is stated in Adi Lila 17:22. Kali, Kali, Namarupe Krishna Vatara. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. This is a statement of Gaurasundara. The deity form of the Lord is non-different from the Lord himself and the holy name. Krishna's Kaviraj says in Madhya 17:131, Naam vigraha sarupa tina eka rup, tina bheda nahi tina chirananda rup. Bhagavan Sri Krishna's holy name, his form or vigraha, deity, murti, and his personal sarup, his personality, personal form, are all one, ek rup, and the same. There is no difference between Krishna's name, his deity vigraha form, or his personal sarup, Swayam Bhagavan. Since all of them are absolute, they are all transcendentally blissful. Mora archa murti mata tumi se darani jiva rupa tumi mata namara janani. Mahaprabhu said, O mother, in my form as the deity, you are my mother as the earth. In my form as the holy names, you are my mother as the tongue. He mata tumi yamara mata janmi. Tumra mara kabu tyaga nahi marme. In this way, you are my mother, birth after birth. There is never any separation between you and me. Amaya yae sabha kahilana kata haratumi amano dukha nakara sarvata. I sincerely disclose this to you, so you should not feel any more grief. Kahilena prabhuvati rahasya katan shuniya shachira kichu stira hailaman. After the Lord spoke these most confidential topics, such she became somewhat pacified in her mind. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chandan Vrindavana Dasatachu Pade Jugegan. Accepting Sri Krishna Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of the lotus feet. Thus ends Madhyakanda chapter 27, the Lord pacifies feelings of separation. Chapter 28, Madhyakanda, Gauranga Sannyas Leela. Lord Gaurasundara accepts sannyas. Jaya Jaya Sri Gauranga Vishnu Priyanath. Jiva Gana Pratikara Shubha Dristipat. All glories to Sri Gauranga, the Lord of Vishnupriya. Please bestow your auspicious glance on the living entities. Shubha Dristipat. Jiva Gana. He Mati Achenata Kura Vishrambar Sankirtana Nandekar Ina Nirantar. Thus Vishrambar continuously passed his time in the ecstasy of Sankirtan. Swechamaya Maheshwara Kakane Kikare Ishwarera Marma Keha Bhujaite Napare. No one can understand the activities of the Supreme Lord, who is the fully independent Lord of all, Ishvara. Niravadi Parananda Sankirtana Rangi Harishe Takena Sarva Vaishnavera Sangi. The Lord always enjoyed the transcendental happiness while performing kirtan with his devotees. Paranande Bivala Sakala Bhaktagan Pasari Rahila Sabe Prabhuragaman Sarvavedi Bhavena Ye Prabhu Re Dekite Kritakare Bhaktagana Se Prabhu Sahite. All the devotees, Sakal Bhaktagan, Sub Bhaktagan, were so overwhelmed in transcendental love and bliss. Ananda Vival in transcendental ecstasy that they forgot that the Lord was going to leave. Prabhurgaman Sarvavedi Bhavena Che Prabhure Dekite Kritakare Bhaktagan Se Prabhu Sahite. The devotees enjoyed pastimes with the Supreme Lord Gauranga, whom the Vedas personify desire to see. Sarva Veda Bhav Prabhu Deke. The personified Vedas simply meditate on the form of the Supreme Lord, who is their goal of life. But the devotees of the Lord directly enjoy pastimes with the Supreme Lord. Jai Dina Chaliba Prabhu Sanyasa Karite Nityananda Stane Ta Kahila Nibrite. On the day that Gauranga was going to leave home to take sannyas, he privately spoke to Nityananda. January 14th, Makar Sankranti, in the year of 1510, at the age of 24, Lord Gauranga took sannyas. Shuna Shuna Nityananda Swarupa Gosai He Kata Bangi Be Sabe Pancha Jana Tani. O Nityananda Swarup, please listen. You should tell only five persons what I am about to say. He Sankramana Uttarayan Devase Nishchay Chaliba Ami Karita Sanyase. On Makar Sankranti day, I will certainly leave home and take sannyas. Indrani nikate katana name gram tatache keshava bharati shudanam. In the village of Katwa near Indrani, lives a pure soul named Keshav Bharati. Tanastane yamara sannyasa sunishchita e pancha jane macha kariba vidita amara janane gadadhara brahmananda Sri Chandrasekharacharya Aparamukunda. Here, in this verse, Lord Chaitanya tells Nityananda the five persons he wants Lord Nitai to inform about his sannyas. I will certainly take sannyas from Keshava Bharati in Katwa. The five persons you may tell about my sannyas are my mother Shachi, Gadadhar Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chandrasekharacharya, and Mukunda. He kata Nityananda Sarupere Stan Kahilena Prabhu Iha Kena Nahijane. In private, Mahaprabhu said this to Nityananda, but no one else knew. Panchajana Stane Macha E Savakatan Kalilena Nityananda Prabhuragaman. Then Nityananda told those five persons about the Lord's coming departure. Mukunda Gadadhar, Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chandrasekhar, Mother Shachi. Sedina Prabhu Sarva Vaishnavera Sange Sarvadina Gunaila Sankirtana Range. Gauranga passed that day joyfully engaged in Sankirtan along with the Vaishnavas. That morning, Parama Anande Prabhu Karila Bhojan Sandhya Karila Ganga Dekita Gaman. After taking his noon meal, The Lord went to see the Ganga in the evening. Ganga namaskariya vasila ganga tire shanika takiya puna ahilina gare. He offered obeisances to the Ganga, sat on the bank for some time and returned home. Asya vasila krihe shri gora sundar chaturdiki vasilena sabha anuchara. Gaura Sundar sat at his home surrounded by his followers, Seidine, Chaliba, Prabhu, Keha Nahijane, Kotukeya Chena Sabe, Takurera Sane. No one knew that Gauranga would leave home that day. Therefore, everyone happily enjoyed his company. Vasya Chena Prabhu Kamala Lochan Sarvangesho Pita Mala Sugandhi Chandan Yateka Vaishnava Ai Sena Deki Bare Sabe Chandana Mala Lay Sabe Chandana Mala Lai Dui Kare Hina Karshana Prabhu Karila Pani Kevokon Diga Hataite Ai Sena Nai Jani. Kateka vanagariya aise dekite brahmadira shaktiha nahika likite. The lotus-eyed Gauranga sat there with his limbs decorated with a beautiful flower garland and scented sandalwood pulp. Every Vaishnava who came to see him brought sandalwood pulp and a flower garland. The Lord attracted so many people that no one knew where they all had come from. Even Brahma could not count the number of persons who came to see the Lord. Danda paranamahana pade sarvajan ekajiste sabeka hina shrivadan. Everyone who came offered obeisances, dandabhas, to the Lord. Then they gazed continuously at Gaurasundar's beautiful face. Ekajiste shrivadan. They had one vision, one glance. Apana galaramala sava karidiya agya kari prabhu sabe krishna gaugiya. Gauranga gave each devotee a garland from his own neck. Then he instructed them, krishna gaugiya, sing the glories of krishna, krishna kirti karo. As was his custom, Gaurasundar gave every resident of Mayapur, of Nadia, a flower garland, and at the same time he entrusted them with a responsibility, or he commissioned them to chant. The word in this verse, 25, chapter 28, sabakari, or sub, refers to men and women without distinction. Sabakari refers to all the varnas, Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Brahman, and all the ashrams, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, without distinction, and to the religious and irreligious, Dharma Dwajis and Pashandis, Gnostics, and irreligious without distinction. Gauranga authorized only that person who follows the order of the Lord to sing the glories of Krishna. The flower garlands of Sri Chaitanya Chandra have been placed around the necks of those who engage in singing the glories of Krishna. So these are the parting instructions of the Shesh Shiksha of Lord Gauranga before he leaves his associates that he's lived with and grew up with and played with and taught, his students, his friends, his associates. These are his final words, his final orders and instructions. After 24 years of living in Mayapur and wandering all over Nadia, making so many friends and having so many associates and performing so many wonderful miracles, the Lord is going to take sannyas and leave all of them, leave Mayapur, Navadvip Dham and all his associates. So he's telling them, glorify Krishna, worship Krishna. He's saying, gave them a garland, said, sing the glories of Krishna. The next verse he says, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gao Krishna Nam, Krishna Vina Kaya Kichu, Na Bhavya An. Glorify Krishna, worship Krishna, and chant Krishna's name. Do not think of anything other than Krishna. Jariyama pratisneya take sabhakar. Tave Krishna vyatirikta nagaibayar. Prabhu said, if you have any affection for me, then don't speak about any topics other than Krishna. Ki shayane ki bojane kiva jagarani. Ahara nisha chinta Krishna balaha vadane. Whether you are sleeping, shayan, or eating bhojan, or waking, jagaran, day and night, ahara nisha, think of Krishna and chant his names, chinta Krishna, and balo Krishna. He mata shubha drishti kare sabha kare, upadesha kai sabhe bale jhao gare. In this way, Gauranga cast his merciful glance on everyone who came. And after instructing them, he said, now go home. In this way, many people came and went. They floated in such ecstasy that did not recognize one another. Purna Haila Shri Vigra Chandan Malai Chandreva Kateka Shoba Kahane Najai. The beautiful body of Gauranga, decorated with sandalwood pulp and flower garlands, could not be compared to the insignificant beauty of the full moon. Prasada prasada paya sabe harashitan ucha haridwani sabe jajayana kariya. At receiving Gauranga's mercy, the people became ecstatic and left chanting, Hari, Hari! Ekalao hatte kari sukriti sridhar. Hine samaye asi haila gochara. At that time, the pious Sukriti Sridhar came there with a bottle gourd in his hand. I mean, some pumpkin. Lao bheta deki hase Sri Gora Sundare. Kotaya paila Prabhujignase tahare. Seeing the pumpkin, Sri Gaura Sundara asked, where did you get that? Nijamane jane prabhu kali chale bhan elhao bojana karite narilan. Gauranga thought, tomorrow I will leave, therefore I will not be able to eat this. Sridharera pararta kihaibe anyata elhao bojanaji kariva sarvata. Yet whatever is brought today by Sridhar cannot be wasted, so I must eat it today. Ete kachintiya bhakta vatsalya rakite jani janani rebali lena randana karite. Thinking like this, and to maintain his, and uphold this intense affection for his devotees, bhakta vatsal, Gauranga requested Shachi Mata to cook the pumpkin. Hinai samaye ara kon bhagyavan dungda bhetaniya dilena vidyaman. At that time, one very fortunate person, Bhagyavan, came and offered a pot of milk, dungda bheta. Hasyata kura bhale bharabhala bhala. Dugda lao pakagya karasakala. Gauranga smiled, hasya, and told his mother, this is very nice, now please cook these items together. Santoshecha lila shachi karite randan, hina bhakta vatsala shri shachira nandan. Mother Shachi immediately went to cook in great satisfaction. In this way, Shachi Nandan is so affectionate to his devotees. Sri Shachinandan. He mate mahanande vaikunta ishvara kutukeya chena ratri dvitiya prahara. Mahaprabhu, the Vaikuntha Ishvara, the Lord of Vaikuntha, happily passed the evening in great ecstasy. Sabare vidhayadiya prabhu vishambar bhojanai vasila sitri dash dasha vishvara. After seeing everyone off, Lord Vishambar sat down to take his dinner, bhojan bhas. Bhojana kariya prabhu mukha shuddhi kari chalila shayana gari goranga shihari. When he finished eating, Gauranga Srihari washed his mouth and went to his bedroom. Joganidra pati dristi karila ishvar nikate shuila haridasa garadhara. There he rested, Gauranga rested under the influence of Joganidra, while Garadhar and Haridas slept nearby. Ae jane yaji prabhu karibagaman aira nahika nidra kande anukshan. Knowing that Gauranga would depart, Mother Shachi was unable to sleep and remained awake weeping. Dandachari rachiya chaitakura janiya utilena chalibari nasa granalaya. Gauranga woke for leaving during the Brahma Muhurta hour. Gaur understood that the auspicious time for his departure had come by observing the passage of air through his nose. There's the Pingala Nadi, the right nostril, and the Ida Nadi, the left nostril. Cooling air passes through the left. Heating air passes through the right. When one wants to give a speech or lecture, or one wants to take prasadam, or sleep at night, or begin a journey, he should make sure the right nostril is clear. That's what he's saying there. Nasa, nasa granalaya. Because throughout the day, different muhurtas, different times of the day, the different sides, the air is passing through different sides of the nose, depending on the demands of the body. Sometimes the body needs hot air, warm air for digestion, so it somewhat blocks the left nostril with some clear mucus, so the right nostril can function more effectively and draw more air to feed the chataragni, the fire of digestion, the belly. And other times the body needs cooling air flowing through the moon nostril. To the left moon nostril, the cooling air flows. This is to cool down the body if it's too hot outside or the body's getting overheated. And when the left nostril is open, the right one will be partially or fully closed. Garadhara Haridasa Utilena Jani Garadhara Balena Chaliva Sangayami. Garadhara and Haridas also woke, and Garadhara told the Lord, "I will go with you. Prabhu Bali Amara Nahika Karu Sangha Eka Advitiya Se Amara Savaranga." Mahaprabhu said, "I am fully independent, no one without a second. This is my pastime. Ai Janilena Matra Prabhu Ragaman Dujarevasya Rahilena Tatakshan." When Mother Shachi realized that it was time for Gauranga to depart, she sat down in the doorway to the house to block his exit. Janani Deki Prabhu Dhari Tanakar Vasya Kahina Bahu Prabhu Dautar. Seeing his mother sitting in the doorway, Gauranga held her hands and solaced her in various ways. He said to Mother Shachi, Vishambar said, "Vistara karila tumi amara palan, padilana shunilana tomara karan, apanara tilar dheko nalaila suka, ajanma amara tumi bhadaila boga, dande dande jata sneha, karila amare, amikoti kapa onariba shodibare, tomara prasade se tahara pratikar, Ami puna janma janma vrini se tumar. Shunamati ishvarera adina samsar swatantra haite shakti nahika kahar samyoga viyoga jata kare se nat tanacha buji bhare shakti achekat dasa dinantare wa kiekane ami chalileo kona chinta nakariya tumi vyavahara paramartha yate katamar sakala mate lagi savamara bhar bukke hatta diya prabhu bale bhara bhar tamara sakala bhara amara amar. O Janani, O Mata, you have maintained me very nicely, Amara Palana. Because of you, I have studied and learned Padilan, Shunilan, Karan. You are the Tamara Karan. Without caring a bit for your personal happiness, even a tilak seed, you have increased my pleasure throughout my life. The amount of affection you have shown me at every moment is more than I can repay in millions of kalpas. Apart from serving me, you have not done anything for your own happiness. I can never repay my debt to you, even in millions of kalpas. Only by your mercy I will be relieved of my debt. Yet I will remain indebted to you life after life. Oh, please listen, dear mother. This entire creation is under the control of the Supreme Lord. No one has the power to be independent. Who can understand the Supreme Lord's will by which living entities sometimes meet and sometimes separate? Whether I leave now or in 10 days, you should not lament. I take full responsibility both for your worldly and spiritual needs. Placing his golden hand on Mother Shashi's chest, Vishwambar repeatedly solaced her, saying, I will take full care of you. I will take full care of you. I will take full care of you. I am your son, and in spiritual dealings I am the object of your service. Therefore I take full responsibility for you. O Mata, I will take full care of you.